Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
How many of you are waiting on the promises of God to be fulfilled in your life? Are you trusting and holding to God's unchanging hand? God's word will never falter or fail, and it withstands the test of times. I can only tell you how the promises in the book of Psalms has blessed my life. Whenever I have felt discouraged and tired of waiting on a promise, I know that I can go to the book of Psalms and find a word to speak over my life and change my disposition. One of my favorites is Psalm 37, verse 4 and 5. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. The promises of God are vast and placed throughout the Bible. For instance, if you want wisdom, take a walk through the book of Proverbs. The Bible says in Proverbs 3, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. This is not just an encouraging word, but it's yet another promise. This wonderful book lends us insight on how we should conduct ourselves in every circumstance and how we should receive instruction. And it even tells us as much as how to make friends. We should always be giving the Lord thanks and praise for his wonderful works and for fulfilling his promises, even if they haven't come to pass yet. Even though we may not see what God is up to and it takes a while for it to come, rest assured, if he promised it to you, it will come to pass. We should never worry or fear that God will lead us astray and not give us the victory. The Bible says in Romans 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Saints of the Most High God, if we can only believe the word and trust the Lord to do just what he said he will do, we will always come out on top. Our victory is assured, and so is his promises.
Many times in life, we end up being placed in a fiery furnace as a result of no fault of our own. We all find ourselves in situations where we feel the flames of the fire closing in, and we cannot find a way around them. Some of us have experienced the pains of a sudden unexpected loss of a family member, while others may be tormented by a lifelong illness. But no matter what the circumstance is, all we really desire is a way out, or at least a way to get through the fire without getting burned. Fortunately for us, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego set a standard by which we can approach every fire. First of all, the three went into the furnace completely trusting God concerning the outcome, no matter whether it was good or bad. They told the king in Daniel chapter 3, verse 17, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust. Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers comprehensive auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus, benefits like 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim through the repair process to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Visit endurancewarranty.com for your fast free quote today. That's endurancewarranty.com.
Fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O King. They expressed that even if God did not save them, they still would not bow to any other god or image. Ultimately, the three understood the furnace was something they would have to face. There was no choice. Just as we should understand that fiery trials are unavoidably a part of our lives. The Apostle Peter, determined by the Spirit of God, said, "Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you." The question is never, will we have to face a fiery trial, but when will we have to face a fiery trial? The second standard we learn from the three young men is what to do when we are in the heat of the fire. As King Nebuchadnezzar gazed into the furnace, he was confounded by what he saw. He realized the three men were no longer bound, but they were moving in close proximity to a fourth individual who had a likeness to a son of God. The revelation is that when we are in the midst of the fire, being in close proximity to the Son of God, being in close proximity to God is what protects us and frees us from the chains that were intended to bind us to the flames. Though Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not have any power to overcome the heat, the one that they were close to did. Also, not only did he have the power to protect them from the flames, when they came out of the fire, there was no evidence that they had even been around one. The word tells us that the fire had no power over their bodies. Not one hair was singed, their clothes were not affected, and there was no smell of smoke. When God delivers his people from a fiery trial, there is no trace of evidence that there was ever a fire. And so when God delivers you, there will be no trace of your issue, of your problem, or whatever you struggled with. Finally, Scripture tells us in John 10, verse 10, that the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. When we find ourselves in the furnace, we must understand the enemy desires to steal our hope in the fire. He wants to rob us of our joy in the fire. He is intent to destroy our relationships in the fire. He wants to strip away our finances in the fire. He wants us to lose our identity in the fire. To be perfectly honest, the enemy would like to snatch away the very breath that God has given us for life in the fire. But God, who will take those things that are meant for evil and turn it to good, he intends to use the fiery trial as a means to purify his vessel and to prepare it to be a vessel of honor, sanctified and useful to his purpose. This is the reason the Apostle Paul reminded us in Romans 5, verse 3, "We rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope." It is in this hope that we have been saved and come to the knowledge of the one that many believe to be the fourth man in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You know, I've had moments where I've thought, really, God? I've just come out of one thing, and now here's another. You see, when we say stand strong in the Lord, it's not always going to be easy. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that wouldn't you rather fall into the arms of the Lord than simply fall while trying to do things your way? When your back is against the wall, wouldn't you rather lean on God than your own understanding? As we face life's challenges, our first impulse might be to surrender or to simply give up and let it be. And I understand that sometimes. I understand that sometimes you can get to the point of just asking the question, God, why me? Why am I not married yet? Why did I have to be sick? Why can't I make as much money as they are? And while we may be stressed and pressed on every side, I'd like to recommend something to you. I would like to give you a formula that might help if you find yourself in that situation. I would like to encourage you to stand strong in the Lord. Because it is He who goes before you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. And that makes Him so dependable. That's what should give you the tenacity to stand strong in faith. Our Lord has a track record that's unmatched, one that stood the test of time. So despite the chaos, despite everyone else getting married, despite that job interview coming back as a no, keep standing strong in the Lord. He who started a good work in us will see it through to the end. Reach out to Him by faith. Be constant in prayer. Be relentless in your faith and watch Him move in seemingly impossible ways. Now, this isn't just a quick fix. There needs to be some persistence. You need some tenacity to stand strong in the Lord, to stand and believe, to stand and wait for what He has promised. Because when you stand, you're making sure that there is no temptation that can overtake you. You're making it known to the enemy that you trust God to have already provided a way of escape, even if you can't see it. You're guaranteed victory when you stand strong in the Lord. And the thing about standing strong in God is that it does take practice. It takes a maturity of faith for you to be able to stand strong as a Christian. You go through one trial, and God makes a way. You go through a tougher trial, and your belief is stronger, but it's tested. Yet God still makes a way. It's a maturing of faith.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.